Welcome to our 19th annual Kwanzaa celebration. We're back at City Hall. Thank you. Thank you, sir. This is our fourth day. Today we are celebrating Ujamaa, which is cooperative economics to build and maintain our own stores, our own shops and other businesses, and to profit from them together. So we're going to, I want to acknowledge the chief of police is here, Mr. Derek Liu, and Karen Roy from the director of the San Francisco Department of Child Services. So we're going to stand and do the National Black Anthem, Lift Every Voice and Sing. Okay. You're going to lead. My voice is not, I'm not a singer.
All right, we're going to get started. Would you like to come up and sing? Lift Every Voice and Sing. You have the best voice in the building.
Well, we got to be speed. We have to speed.
Come on.
You have
the words? We'll sing together. We'll work it out. All right, here we go. Let's get started. Lift every voice and sing till earth and heaven ring. Ring with the harmonies of liberty. Let our rejoicing rise high as the listening skies. Let it resound loud as the rolling sea. Sing a song full of the hope that the rock has taught us. Sing a song full of the faith that the present has brought us. Facing the rising sun of our new day begun, let us march on till victory is won. There's two more stanzas that come with that. Please look that up in your phone. James Weldon Johnson wrote it as an effort to share our Black history to our children so that they'll have a way into the future. Again, thanks to the San Francisco City Hall, the mayor, and all distinguished guests. And again, let's give a great thanks to the Village Project. And Miss Carol, she's here. Thank you so much.
So we're going to be, what is that little, what is that, the road runner. We're going to be, yes, we are going to be hurrying through this because we have to be out here at a certain time. So without further ado, I'd like to introduce the acting mayor, Supervisor Raphael Mandelman.
You got it.
Okay, Supervisor Mandelman is the acting mayor because the mayor is out of town. Yes, sir. So comments from you, sir.
God, just me. Sorry, everybody. But I am president of the Board of Supervisors, the co-equal branch of government, and I am very happy to be here. I think maybe, did our fire chief not? I'm not sure if Dean Crispin got acknowledged. We have our fire chief here as well.
I'm sorry.
Thank you for being here. I didn't realize we had been doing this for 19. I have not been doing this for 19 years, but you you have been doing this for 19 years in City Hall. And I think, of course, everyone here knows that San Francisco's history with our African community is decidedly mixed of ups and downs and some pretty hard times. To my mind, it's a very positive development That after a lot of conversation about reparations, the Board of Supervisors finally last week did pass, and the mayor did sign legislation, at least to create a fund which moves the conversation along. And I know a lot of people have been working for a lot of years at the state level and here in San Francisco to get the state of California and the city and county of San Francisco, both of whom have done not right by our African American community, to make some kind of repair for that. So I'm happy that we can at least mention that at this Kwanzaa celebration. I want to just give a little special shout out to EJ Jones for the work that you have done to make this happen as well in the mayor's office. And of course to Adrian and the Village Project, OEWD, and the San Francisco Human Rights Commission. This has been a little bit of everybody helping out. Of course, you've been doing this here for 19 years, but African American
18
years. All right.
I missed last.
Okay. We're glad you're back.
Yeah.
But African American families since 1966 have been celebrating and lifting up the seven principles of Kwanzaa, unity, which translate to unity, self-determination, collective work and responsibility, cooperative economics today, purpose, creativity, and faith. And as we celebrate Ujamaa, cooperative economics today, we have a lot of work to do in San Francisco to support our black businesses, and that's work that I know the mayor wants to do and that I know he has partners on the Board of Supervisors, and of course partners in the African American community who are going to get that work done. So it's a treat, as I said, to be able to step in for the mayor today. Want to wish everybody a happy Kwanzaa, a happy new year, a happy 2026. Hope it's better than 2025.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Thank you so much. Thank you. So right now we would have some entertainment, but we're going to skip that for right now, and we're going to go straight to pouring the libations. So Brother Malik will pour libations. The pouring of libation is commemorative to losing a loved one. And so when you pour libations and say their names, you keep their memory alive. So we pour libations every year, but you should pour them every day at dinner time, and say the names of your loved one, because when you stop saying their names, then they are truly dead. So we believe in pouring libations. And what I find interesting, the little youngsters will pour libations and set the little bottle when they have their little memorials. So it's an American tradition dating back to when we were in the motherland. So we'll let Brother Malik pour libations.
Let's give it up to our ancestors. You know, San Francisco is a quite interesting place, and the more you study, the more the maze begins for all of the amazing activity that has taken place since 1850. There were a group of folks that came in prior to 1850 when the city was called Yerba Buena. Who remembers that? I don't think any of us, but nonetheless, our ancestors remember that. With all of that being said, we pour our ancestors in the a liquid, and water being something that's true to all human life. And the idea of pouring libations is to let ourselves know that our ancestors are still alive and well within us. So we're going to do something inside of our head. Can you hear me? Inside of our head, inside of our heart, and personal affairs. All of our loved ones that we have lost are still here with us. So we've only lost their physical self, right? And the ego wants to hug them, wants to hold their hand, wants to kiss their cheek. But we do that by caring for ourselves so that we can have a greater day to say their names. So one of the names I want to bring would be someone standing right here, in which he is, but he's here in spirit because he passed away. If you look on the flyer, if you don't have a flyer, you'll see a flyer that's two people. One of those persons is Brother Clint Sockwell II. He passed away, unfortunately, of pancreatic cancer, which is a struggle that many black men deal with. And then you see another person there, a young woman who has a beautiful smile, and her name is Pia Harris. So first we're going to start off by pouring to all our ancient ancestor, our African ancestor, and the Rametush Ohlone, who was here in the pathway, who actually adopted a black San Franciscan by the name of Espinola Jackson as chief of the Watma Ohlone Society. So we're going to pour to Brother Clint Sockwell. When I raise the when I raise this container, we'll all say the word Ashe, which means I give credence to that, which means so be it. Is that okay with you? Okay. So we'll say Clint Sockwell II. We say Ashe. When we say their names, the vibration of their energy, if you know him, all of those memories come forward. He helped me for many years. I've done Kwanzaa for over 30 years. But when me and Brother Clint and all three of us got together as a trio, it was just amazing. So with that, another person who made Kwanzaa and all of the black activities you see happening in the city, who helped the financial part of that, who wrote our grants and things like that, she passed at an early stage, just going to have a procedure done and never made it back home. And that is Pia. Anybody want to say her name? Pia Harris. I hope I'm not alone. Ashe? Ashe? All right. Then there was another name I said, William Leidesdorf. I spoke of him because he was here prior to 1850, developing things that we know of, like the Unified School District and many other things that we have that we treasure about San Francisco. We say, Ashe. There are many others. There was others like Maya Angelou. There's a sculpture of her across the street. And she was the first woman to drive Muni. Imagine that. We pour to Maya Angelou. We say, Ashe. There was another great poet and orator. His name is James Baldwin. And he came here to the city in the concern that a lot of African Americans weren't able to top over financially, just as everyone else in San Francisco was able to. But he came here and he interviewed, and there was a video called Take This Hammer. And if you're from San Francisco, if you haven't looked at this, you should look at it so you can understand the conditions that we're currently trying to move ourselves through. To James Baldwin, we say, Ashe. To Espinola Jackson, we say, Ashe. That's right. See, we got her child here. So the reason why I say Espinola Jackson, because she never liked me calling her doctor. She always, I was the person that went and renewed her certification as chief of the Watma Ohlone in San Jose. So I had a really close relationship with her, but her baby's here and her baby wants to hear Dr. Espinola Jackson. We give it up one more time. We say, Ashe. And then we have so many other elders. We have Mr. Arnold Townsend, who passed away. We're going to support that. We say, Ashe. We have so many elders. We have another elder by the name of Marie Harris. Her daughter is standing right over there. We're going to pour to her, and we say, Ashe. If you know of any names, there's tons of names. I'm supposed to have said, say it out loud. Okay, he said Frederick Douglass. We say, Ashe. Any more? All right. We say, Ashe. There's a brother by the name of Kali who put together the Kwanzaa song with Brother Clint, and he created the video, and he died shortly after that. And when I mean shortly, like years later, he's a young man, younger than I am, and he unfortunately passed away. His mother was Ave Montague. To both of them, let's pay homage. We say, Ashe. Ave Montague, she invented the Black Film Festival in San Francisco. Minnie Bell, we say, Ashe. How about Willie B. Kennedy? We say, Ashe. How about Mary L. Booker? We say, go ahead, say their names, spell those names out. Say the names out. Michael Bennett. Come on, keep. Say more names. Oscar Grant. Come on. Don't be afraid. Please say their names, because when we invite them, they say Marcus Garvey. We say, Ashe. The thing is that Mary Ellen Pleasant. Ashe. Now, you know, she funded the Underground Railroad from San Francisco. So the city of San Francisco was honored by the, was honored to actually name and an author, what I wanted to say was author the Underground Railroad. So in the city of San Francisco, we need to bring our culture up to prominence so that we get the proper respect due when we're speaking about all San Franciscans. Ashe? It's very important that we do that, because when people come here, they'll understand that there is a full connection when they think about San Francisco being a place of love, that everyone feels that love. Ashe? So as long as we feel, all of us feel loved, our children then will love their neighborhoods, and we can they will be filled with the warmth to continue building their neighborhoods. Ashe? So we got so many children that have passed on, but there's one child that we must not forget, and that is, and there's many of them, but there's Matthew Johnson. We're going to pour to him. When I raise up, we'll say Ashe. You might say, who's Matthew Johnson? Matthew Johnson was killed mercilessly in Hunters Point for driving the car, trying to be with his friends, and they got in the car and decided they wanted to drive, didn't know how to drive. But when they seen the police tried to pull him over, they pulled him over, and unfortunately, Michael Johnson was murdered, and the city had to stand up for it. And so 1966 riots took place, and we're still trying to make corrections from that to this day. So it's really difficult to really talk about these issues, because no one wants to be held responsible for something that probably weren't even born when it happened. But nonetheless, if you take the place of position in anything, you must make sure that you mother the thing that you are purchasing or taking part in. So San Francisco is a beautiful place. I was a child walking around the city. I love getting on the bus with my fast pass. That doesn't exist anymore. But the beautiful thing is that I was able to get this information, learn about all of San Francisco, and come back and teach it to the children who knew nothing about the Golden Gate Bridge and how many black builders were a part of that process. So there's just a lot to know. But with that being said, let's give a great thanks to the City Hall for at least giving us some space. Let's give it up to Brother EJ, who was here, who makes his parents proud being inside of a space like this to make it happen. Let's give him a round of applause. We have a lot of work to do, but with that being said, I'm going to stop. May we say Ashe three times. Ashe. 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 Thank you.
Now, in normal settings, and if the chief of the fire department wasn't here, we would be physically lighting the candles in the Kenora, but we have come up with, we're going to let Malik light the candles in our heads. Today we would be on the first candle, Umoja. We lit that on the 26th. And then we lit the Ujima on the 27th.
It's okay. Don't have a heart attack. She's still
I've been trying.
Have a seat. Let the room say ashe. We're going to light these candles and bring some light. Give a round of applause. All right. Come on. The room.
And when he finishes, we will say, Ashe. Ashe. Then we do Ujima. Ashe. We do, Kuja Shakalia.
Ujima, we say.
Ashe.
Now we have cooperative economics.
Which is today. Ujamaa.
Ashe. May I give him a little something on this one here? So when we light the candles, normally it's children. We lead children to the light, but I know that this is a really quick ceremony. But the light is to give intention and purpose and actually give a deep sense of camaraderie amongst one another to create warmth. How it works is it starts with the black candle, and then we go from the red candle to the green candle to the red candle to the green candle until you get this huge rainbow of light. And the idea of the light is to bring the warmth and light to our children so that our children understand unity, self-determination, collective work and responsibility, cooperative economics, purpose, creativity, and faith. So we want to be thankful to everyone who made it possible for us to even get a lighting in. Thank you so much. Give them a round of applause.
History was made today. Thank you, sir. So now we're going to go right into our performance because this woman has a voice. Her name is Tia Carroll. I hire her as often as I can get funding. And so she and Brother Alvin Johnson are gonna perform today for us. So let's get right into the entertainment. Thank you, guys.
Somebody help me now. I'll take you.
Let's give it up for Tia Carroll. You know, today is the day of cooperative economics. Cooperative economics is something that we really are working at, you know, especially in the city, but especially in our communities in places like the Fillmore, Petrel Hill, Sunnydale, you know, all of the areas that are struggling financially that were economic deserts. And so what we're trying to do is work with youth and families so that they can have a sustainable ability or a sustained or generative way of living in places like San Francisco where they were born and raised. Do we have any other? So we're getting ready for another performance by Tia Carroll. So, because I see there's another one here. So she's the only performance?
No. We do have a partner here, Mr. Alphon Johnson.
Come on, Alphon. Give it up to Alphon Johnson. I like that wave. I see you. So we're going to let them go ahead and go to the next performance, and we'll pull from there.
Yeah.
I just want to interrupt for a minute, and because she's going to do some more, but I want to close out the Kwanzaa celebration, and we need to do the Harambe. We're on a tight schedule, and I want to hear some more Tia Carroll. So we're going to close out with the Harambe, and then we'll resume listening to Ms. Tia Carroll and Mr. Alvon Johnson.
Okay. Let's give it up for Ms. Adrian. Sometimes I keep mistaking her for a 27-year-old. She just moves around. It may be the other way around, but thank you so much for being on this planet the way that you have been. Let's give it up to the Village Project. All right. So what we're going to do right now is we're going to do something really special. The purpose of Kwanzaa is to pull us all together so that we can have a greater understanding coming into the new year and what our aims and goals are. So what I would like you to do, if you can, please stand up. We're gonna stand, and we're gonna do a harambe. So it's let's all pull together. If you were in your home, we might develop a circle, and we all get together and do this harambe process, this ceremony. So the idea of harambe is there's a lot of love that's been pushed out. We're gonna grab that energy and pull it down over our hearts, saying harambe. We do it 7 times. On the 7th one, I don't want anyone to fall out, but the 7th one, you hold it almost like a long musical note. And then we rejoice by saying, let's all pull together. Is that okay with you? Okay. All right. We're going to get started. Harambe. 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 Harambe, harambe. Let's all pull together. We got some long winders. Let's all pull together. Let's all pull together. Let's all pull together. San Francisco, let's all pull together. Thank you. Give yourselves a round of applause, and we will continue with the process of the event. And now the act will resume. Please, if you don't know someone, shake their hand, get to know who they are. They are your neighbor. And if you are interested in coming to our next event will be tonight at Mini Lovey, where we will have a packed house, and you have the opportunity to make the connection with more of your folks.